This year has been the hottest on record in Israel and other parts of the Middle East, and it's set to become one of the driest. The much-anticipated November rains never came. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports on the drought from Jerusalem.
At Jerusalem's Western Wall this week, Israel's top rabbis asked for divine intervention. "Please, God, let it rain," was the message. And to add weight to the supplication, they asked observant Jews to fast. Avital from Jerusalem was praying for rain, and she says God's blessing is important.
"We hope it will help. We also need to be good if we want it to help."
But so far, there's no rain in the forecast. Israel's rainy season is short. It normally begins in November, but that month has come and gone. And in normally chilly autumnal Jerusalem, temperatures are still hitting 80 degrees. That may sound appealing for those suffering through winter weather elsewhere, but it's wreaking havoc here. At Jerusalem's main market, prices, says vegetable seller Yitzhak Shimon, are going through the roof.
"There's been a problem with apples, potatoes, and cucumbers, and the price of fruit was very expensive. The problem is that there is not much water, and the farmers have exceeded their quota."
Even under normal circumstances, Israel rations water. And if farmers go over their allotment, as they're doing now, they get charged more, and those costs are passed on to the consumer. Shimon says tomatoes jump to about $4 a kilo. That's double what they normally cost. Potatoes have tripled in price. And there's a butter crisis. Cows are producing 50% less milk, says dairy seller Eitan Edri.
"We must wait the temperature will go down, then we will have milk. It's hot. The summer was supposed to over 1 month ago."
Israel's dairy board is calling this the worst butter crisis in its history. The reason? Cows produce less milk when it's hot.
"No milk today, my love has gone away."
Radio stations are even playing this song from the 1960s, aptly titled "No Milk Today," during their newscasts. And it's not only humans who are reacting to the weather.
"We're seeing the habitats, the animals, the plants, in many peculiar situations."
Amir Balaban is a wildlife expert.
"A lot of desert birds are shifting and moving up northward and actually coming into Mediterranean habitats where once we couldn't see them. For example, this week we've observed a desert swallow, and suddenly it's in Jerusalem. And this is a worrying sign because that means the habitat is changing."
A conference was held this week in Jerusalem by Friends of the Earth, bringing together Palestinian, Jordanian, and Israeli water experts. This is a part of the world that's volatile and filled with countries and people that dislike and distrust each other. But climate change is affecting everyone. Nader Al-Khatib is the Palestinian director of Friends of the Earth. He says Palestinians are far worse off than Israelis. On average, Palestinians receive half the World Health Organization's recommended supply of water per person per day. He says it's imperative to come up with a regional and equitable solution to what is becoming a serious, long-term crisis.
"It is a catastrophic situation. Each of us lives the drama of water supply every day, no exception."
Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.